But speaking of the draft, quickly, Ace Bailey. So he was the story in the NBA draft.
Yes, he was.
And here in D.C., he was the epicenter of all of the convos we were having leading up to the draft. Does he fall to them at six? If he does, do they have the luxury of passing on him? Remember, he wanted to get to the Wizards. So if they would have taken him, it would have been a non-issue. He would have been happy to be here. And you know, whether he becomes the player he's supposed to or not, I guess, would have been the big debate. But some of the red flags and the questions about his character and the demands he was making before the draft and the fact that he was the only American player in the States that didn't show up to a single team facility for a sanctioned NBA workout, all of those things, they didn't matter as much for the Wizards because he actually did want to be there. And the reason I think a lot of people feel like he was acting the way he was to make sure that none of the teams in the top five drafted him, right? I say that to tell you, Danny, that this is not getting better after the Utah Jazz essentially told him, we know you don't want us to draft you. Sorry about your luck. Remember, Utah was in the same boat as Washington.
Yeah.
They had a terrible year. Mm-hmm. They did what they could to tank to get the top pick. Then they fell way down the board. Does this sound familiar? They were hoping to get Cooper Flagg 1 in the lottery.
Yeah, the worst they could get was 5th. And guess what they got?
5th, right? So then they're sitting there at 5. And like us, the night they found out they picked 5th, everyone in town is bummed. Everyone in the front office is, hiding all the sharp objects, right? And it's a terrible night. But then the draft comes. And because of Ace Bailey's antics, he's there for you at 5. And you're able to get a top 2 or 3 player maybe in the entire class. And so guess what they did? They took him. They elected to draft him even though he didn't want them to do so. But since then, things don't sound very good. He did not show up the next day, which is normally a thing that where you have your immediate press conference the day after. So they've announced they were going to do a joint press conference on Monday with all of their draft picks. But apparently, he hasn't been to the facility. There are all kinds of guys all over the sport with videos already coming out from the facility and them meeting with the team. That has not happened yet. There's speculation maybe that he won't show up. And so, while we kept saying, this is just posturing, he's just trying to get what he wants, the Jazz called his bluff, and now there is a game of chicken starting, it looks like.
Yeah, so ESPN reported that Bailey's agent, Omar Cooper, and again, if you haven't read that NJ.com piece, please read it. Good heavens. But his agent, Omar Cooper, informed one team drafting the top 5 that Bailey would not report if that team chose him, and it's not clear which team that was. So there are 5 teams in the top 5.
Right.
One of them drafted him. He hasn't reported yet. That's all I know so far.
We know it wasn't the number 1 pick, by the way, because they were taking Cooper Flagg, and there's no reason for him to say that. So it was either 2 through 5 that he told, I will not play for you if you draft me. We could speculate. We could guess.
Sure. Honestly, it could be Charlotte. It's not a great situation. But who knows? But the point is, that sort of stuff is out there. That's an ESPN report that his agent informed one team drafting him in the top 5 that he would not report if that team chose him, and it's not clear what team that was.
So Brian Windhorst was on Get Up, I think it was today, but he was on one of the TV shows that they have that all look the same, that are on all day long. And he talked about the fact that the Jazz are going to ride this out as long as it takes, that they are not going to balk regardless of what demands he makes or if he doesn't want to play there. It's not like they're going to go, okay, whoopsie-daisy, we made the wrong pick and trade him.
If he doesn't want to be there and he doesn't show up and this starts to get ugly, do you see the Jazz ultimately giving in?
I do not. I do not think any team in this situation would give in. They have the ultimate position, and I do not see Danny Ainge giving in. And here's the bottom line. The Utah Jazz play in Salt Lake City, and I say this as somebody who lives in the middle of the country. They cannot worry about whether a player wants to be in Salt Lake City or whether he loves the fit on their roster. They have to draft and develop the most talented players they can. That is why they took him, despite him not working out, and they will absolutely not budge on this. And eventually, Ace Bailey is going to be a Utah Jazz. We'll just see how long it takes for him and his representation to figure that out.
Wow.
Okay.
He's going to be a member of the Jazz. He and his agent just don't know it yet. That's pretty amazing.
That sounds fun.
You know that I said take him if he's there,
mm-hmm.
and Trey Johnson isn't. Important caveat, because I wanted Trey Johnson, and I'm glad they have him. But it was a different situation because he was willing to play for the Wizards, whereas if I was the Wizards at 5, and I was one of the teams, hypothetically, that he didn't want to go to, that's a whole different debate. But I still would have said take him, call his bluff, he's posturing, let's check what cards he's got in his hand. I'm now at a point, though, where I go, he's a good player, he's a good prospect.
Yep.
Is he this good? that never came up because I love the ability to score.
Yeah.
I am smitten by his game. I think in this class he was second or third most talented,
yeah.
But he is acting like he's Cooper Flagg a little bit with the demands and the what I'm doing and what I'm not doing. You better be really good, man.
Yeah, so the there was an hour earlier this week where you were out, and that's what we talked about. And I'm going, if you're 1-1, I don't like this. But if you're 1-5, 1-4, 1-7, 1-whatever, I really don't like it. So this was the thing that scared me, not necessarily because, well, if you were right now, talking about Washington, a preferred destination, how long does that last? If someone who's willing to do this, to forego a $10 million, $15 million by losing slots in the draft over the life of his deal, if he's willing to do that and you know, not sprint to the end of his rookie deal and, you know, earn all the rights and be able to sign max extension, demand trades, do the dance that NBA players are allowed to do now. If he's willing to do this pre-draft, how soon until he sours on you? The first time Brian Keefe says, you know what, you got to sit down. You didn't rotate on defense the way that I told you in practice 1,000 times. Are we now 30 seconds away from texting the agent who's now going to do whatever this is to us? My point is, he wanted to be here now. How long does that last? I mean, with this sort of behavior? And again, nothing's happened yet. He could end up just showing up and a couple days later than, you know, than anticipated. And as long as he's there by Monday when their summer league training camp stuff starts, I guess it's all forgiven. But it doesn't look good right now.